Okay. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at the next Dibaya. If you look at Daf Samach Amud Beis, in the first wide line, the middle of the first wide line has Dibaya. It's somewhat parallel to what we saw before. Pesach Sheshachato Bishar Yemos Hashana Bishinoi Bailim Mahu. If you shech the Korban Pesach all year long, not what we discussed last time was, let's preface a little. There's two kinds of shelo lishma. The first part was zvachim, those who were here for zvachim, however many years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, whenever it was. Remember, the first few blot of zvachim, we'll talk about the two kinds of shelo lishma, shinoi kodesh and shinoi bailim, right? That's what we're contrasting here. Shinoi kodesh means a different kind of karban. I shechted ola l'shem shlamim or achatas, the Shein Pesach, or what have you. Shinoi Bailim means I shecht it for the wrong person. It's Olas Ruvain, and I shecht it L'Shein Shimon, or L'Shein Shimon, L'Shein Ruvain. So, in general, if you look through the first paragraph of Pesachim, they seem to be pretty equal. Which is, you know, what the next line of the Gemara is going to start basing itself on, which is that just like Shinoi Kodesh, if I shecht Ola L'Shem Shlamin, it's kosher, but it's not Ola L'Bailim L'Shem Chova, or if it's a Chatas or a Pesach Bismano, it's Pasol L'Gamre. Likewise, Shinoi Bailim, if I shecht Korban Ruvein L'Shem Shimon, it is kosher Ola L'Shem Chova, but if it's a Chatas or Pesach Bismano, then it's Pasol L'Gamre. That's the background. So here, this fellow shechted a Pesach b'shar yimos hashana b'shinoi bailim. Until now, we've been discussing shinoi kodesh. And what do we know? If you shecht a Pesach the rest of the year without any shinoi, that depends on the machlokas liron. Does it need akira? Does it not need akira? If you shecht a b'shinoi kodesh, that's great. That's wonderful. Then it's a good shlamin. If you shecht a l'shmo b'shalo l'shmo, that was the previous sugya, and there's no clear resolution. It seems we still machlokes we shown have a paskin. What about shinoi bailim? Now, exactly what the case is here, you get a technicality, which is based on what we discussed earlier. Are you shechting it lishmo or are you shechting it stam? Clearly, you're not shechting the pesach shelo lishmo. I mean, it's not b'shinoi kodesh and b'shinoi bailim. It's clearly only b'shinoi bailim. But is it b'shin pesach, meaning pesach of Reuven? Or in this case, Pesach of Ruin, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. L'shem, Pesach of Yisachar, Zulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Or is Yushefin Stam, B'shinoi Bailim? It's not clear in the Gemara. It's not clear in the Rambam either. The Rambam here is very mysterious. All the Afronim are very, very convinced what the Rambam means, even though the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, both when he brings down the case and when he brings down the Pesach, does not add or subtract a word from what it says in the Gemara. So it makes you think that, you know, we're not sure what the Gemara means. We're equally not sure what the Rambam means. So I'm going to be reluctant, even though some of the Achronim are not. I'm going to be reluctant to say I know what Pshat the Rambam is. So you just spoke the language of the Gemara. But here we have a bit of machlokas based on what we discussed earlier, meaning is this Ibaya, is this Sugya going according to Mandamar Boy Yakira, or going according to Mandamar Lo Boy Yakira? So let's just review. I don't want to focus on this. But the Me'iri here, like the Me'iri there, says that our Gemara is assuming lo ba'yakira. Our Gemara is assuming lo ba'yakira. So says the Me'iri, who assumes our Gemara is Manda Omar lo ba'yakira. He says that the Ibaya is l'shmo u'b'shinoi bailim. Why? Because, let me take it a line earlier, he says, stam u'b'shinoi bailim is pashut that it's kosher. Why? Because it doesn't need akira. Stam is kosher. So stam is a kosher shlomim. So b'shinoi bailim, it is a shlomim b'shinoi bailim. What's the problem? Okay, the tzlach will have a problem with it, but because it's no problem, because stam is kosher. And if stam is kosher, and it's a shlomim, then shinoi bailim shouldn't pasul it. What is the
Ibaya for the Iran. Here he gets himself into a little bit of trouble.
He says the Ibaya is Lishmo.
Ubishinoi Bailim. That is the Ibaya. Ah, Lishmo Bishinoi Bailim. Doesn't that talk to the previous Sugya Lishmo Bishalo Lishmo? So he has to say, and what the Ibaya means was, Imtim Solomar Lishmo Bishalo Lishmo Pasol, then it's Pashut that it's Pasol, but Imtim Solomar Lishmo Bishalo Lishmo is Kasher, then it's an Ibaya.
Okay, so maybe he has to get in a little trouble. He can't say the case is Stan, because he thinks our Sugya and Be'ikar we hold Lodwa Yakira, even though Rav earlier explicitly talked about Yakira, he thought that's one line, that's not the Mahalach of Sugya. Therefore, Stan Bishinu Ba'alim is obviously Kosher, because Stan is Kosher. So why Bishinu Ba'alim change it? He thinks it must be Lashmo Bishinu Ba'alim. Ah, that's Lashmo Bishinu Lashmo. He says, no. According to the Tzad, Lashmo Bishinu Lashmo is Pasul, is Pasul, Pasul. According to the Tzad, Lashmo Bishinu Lashmo is Kosher, that's Lashmo Bishinu Kodesh. Is Shinu Ba'alim equivalent to Shinu Kodesh,
which is the discussion of our Gemara,
that's the Ibaya, that's the way the Meiri says it. Rashi and the other Rishonim say it differently, right? Remember, Rashi and most Rishonim, I would say, who are most Rishonim? Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi didn't say anything too much, but it seems clear earlier. He assumes that our Sugya is going to the more Manda Amar Boy Yakira. Let's remember what Boy Yakira meant. That, according to Pesach, Shalom Bezman is still a Pesach until you shef the Shalom Lishmo. In which case, meaning Stam, what is my number low by Yakira? Is another way of saying that Stam equals Shalom Lishmo. What is my number by Yakira? It's another way of saying that Stam equals Lishmo. And therefore, Rashi apparently knew the Meiri's Girsa, which that Argamar is talking about Lishmo, because he took pains to disabuse us of that Girsa. And Rashi says, we don't have the Girsa of the Logar Sino Lishmo. Shaflo Stam. Here there are two ways to take Rashi. If maybe I should have put it in the course, maybe I shouldn't have. The Sfas Emes takes Rashi in a different way than I'm about to take, which we'll mention in a second. The Rivan, Rashi's son-in-law, we have, I don't know if you noticed, I put in the course a few times. We have the Rivan is Rashi's son-in-law. Okay, according to many scholars, they attribute some of the Perish Rashi and some of the Maseftos, where it seems non-standard, you know, where we call it Hamafarish or something. Okay, there's a big debate in the historians, the Rashis that don't sound like the normal style of Rashi in certain Maseftos, were they written by Rashi or not? Okay, I don't know, I read all the literature on it 30 years ago. I don't know if anything's changed since then. But as of 30 years ago, I think I read all the literature on it. And the answer is nobody knows. And everyone just speculates what they want. Either it was Rashi, but Rashi wrote in different styles. When he was young, he wrote in one style, then another style, then another style. Or some of the things are the Rebbeim of Rashi and some of the Talmidim of Rashi. Totally, everything we call Rashi and Shas is connected to Rashi. It's not coincidence. It's not like they got it totally wrong. Okay, so the Rivan is Rashi's son-in-law. Not as famous as Reb Meir, the father of Rabbi Natan the Rashban, but also pretty famous, Bishaito. Some scholars think he wrote Rashi and Makos, but again, it's really all speculation, all these things that who wrote Rashi on Mish Maseftos. So, Rivan, Rashi's son-in-law, we have his Perish on these few Dafo Pesachim, so we found a manuscript once, they published it in an obscure journal, and then some of the modern Likud Sfarim found it in whatever obscure journal was published. I think it was also published in an obscure, as part of a book of like, you know, Sridim of, you know, little snippets of Pirushim of obscure people on obscure things. But important to them, show them. So it's in, you know, they now it's very nice in the new Bar Ilan. You notice I started taking advantage of the Kulba Sheet just come by in the new Bar Ilan, which just like collects random Rishonim. On the word of the Daf, very useful. A random Rishonim and Rishonim that belong there. Like collects all the Rishonim that are in the standard Rishonim here, plus all the Rishonim that are anywhere. Anyway, so the Rivan is Rashi's son-in-law. The Rivan, he rarely says, I am now interpreting my Shver, my father-in-law. But I think the assumption is he's working within the Masorah of his father-in-law until proven otherwise. That's generally the assumption of the Rivan. The Rivan is continuing the parish of his father-in-law until proven otherwise. And the Rivan here, not the Rivan of the Sheet, but so I apologize, maybe I should have. He reads Rashi as Rashi saying, don't say lishmo. It's really either way. So one way of reading it is Rashi slash Rivan, let's call it, because Rashi's not so explicit, says when he reads the Gemara, and this is the preferred way I have of reading the Gemara, is that stam ubishinoi bailim or lishmo ubishinoi bailim is all one big ibaya because it's the same thing. This is the assumption that Pesach, the Shulba's one, means Akiva, means a Pesach until you're all here. So lishmo is Pesach, stam is a Pesach. But if you do shinoi bailim, does that count as an Akira? Right, what's the question? The question is, does shinoi bailim count as an Akira? Which is the flow of the Mahalach and the Gemara. And that's the derech that I'm going to take. The question is, does shinoi bailim count as an Akira? What actually is the question? The question is, lishmo counts as an Akira, but for here, the Ibaya is very clear. What is the Ibaya? The Ibaya is in a case where Shalom Lishmo would be an Akira, like where the Miri, Lishmo, Shalom Lishmo, Shalom Lishmo is enough of an Akira. According to Rashi, Lishmo, Shalom Lishmo would be an Akira in case where Shalom Lishmo called Shinoi Bailim would be an Akira is, sorry, I meant Shina Kodesh. Someone should shout at me. Is Shinoi Bailim also an Akira? That's the Ibaya. Okay, the Meiri has his case, Rashi has his case. In a case where if you did it, Lishmo Mishalo Lishmo, it would be an Akira be kosher. How about Lishmo Shinoi Bailim? If you did it, Shalo Lishmo, right? Shalom Lishmo would be kosher. That would be an Akira. So what if you did it? Lishmo Babashinu Bailim or Stam Babashinu Bailim. Would that be an Akira? That's the question. Does Shinoi Bailim count as an Akira? Does Shinoi Bailim count as an Akira or not? Okay, there are subtle differences here. Also, we'll leave this. I'll point out this last Emirates reads Rashi a little differently, which becomes very difficult, and I don't have a great conceptual way of reading the sugya, so we're not going to get into it. I will just point out, if you want to look in the Sfas Emes, but he gets into a lot of trouble, Rashi, according to the Sfas Emes, reads our sugya as saying something different, or the Sfas Emes reads Rashi saying something different. He reads Rashi as saying that Lishmo Vishinoi Bailim is Pasha Pasal. Stam Bishinoi Bailim is an Ibaya, in which case the Svara becomes very, very difficult. And I am showing this last sentence if you want, but we're not going to discuss it after the Svara is difficult. I want to say, okay, we have discussed whether there's a case of Lishmo or a case of Stam. We've discussed why Rashi rejects the Iri's Girsa, but I want to get to a point where the Ibaya is the Ibaya. The Ibaya is Shinoi Kodesh is an Akira. Does Shinoi Bailim also count as an Akira, or does Shinoi Bailim not count as an Akira? Now, let's try to read the Gemara and analyze whether Shinoi Bailim should be an Akira, or Shinoi Bailim should not be an Akira. So, let's read the Gemara. Ibailim, Pesach Shachlim Shayim Osashana, Be Shinoi Bailim, Mahu. Shinoi Bailim, Shinoi Kodesh Dami, Umashir Le'olo. That's pretty mefores, like I said. Does Shinoi Bailim count as Shinoi Kodesh to be Mahshir, because it's an Akira? And it changed it from Pesach to Shlomim or not. So, Amar Papa, Amrito Shmaita coming to Rava. Papa said, I said in front of Rava. And it does count as an Akira. Hold the Shinu Kodesh, postal was mano, Shinu Bailim, postal was mano. Ma Shinu Kodesh, postal was mano, Achshir Lachar's mano. Shinu Bailim, postal was mano, Achshir Lachar's mano. I mean, they're both equally psulim, Vizmano. In the beginning is Vachim. They're both equally psulim for Chatas. They're both equally problematic, etc. Right, so just like they're both equally puzzled as mano, because they're considered shemol l'shma, they're considered shinoi. Likewise, they both equally oker and machshir shalom as mano. That's where Papa thought. But what did Rabbi said back to him? Rabbi said back to him, the amar li lo, not true, because I have a pircha. I have actually four pirchas, perhaps, but at least two. Imam Rabbi Shinoi Kodesh, I have four pirchas. Shinoi Kodesh is more of a shinoi. How do I know? A, Shinoi Psula B'gufo. It's about the Guf HaDavar. Shinoi Bailim is only about who it belongs to. But Shinoi Kodesh is about what it is. Is it a Chathas? Is it a Pesach? Is it a Shlomim? Is it an Ola? B, the yeshno ba'arba avodos. Shinui kodesh applies to all four avodos. What, remember, there are four avodos hadam. Shechita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. If you do shechita, pesach, l'shem shlamin, bizmano, it's possible. If you do kabbalah, you have the dam in a clean, l'shem shlamin, it's possible. If you do holacha, you carry down to his bath, l'shem shlamin, it's possible. And if you do zrika on his bath, it's possible. Three, v'yeshu l'achar misa, it can be, it applies posthumously, meaning there's no real bailam posthumously, right? Let's say Reuven is makdash at Ola, right? And Reuven dies. What do you do with the Ola? You still bring it. So you bring this Ola, but Shinui Kodesh still applies. It's usher to bring this Ola l'shem shlamim or l'shem asham or what have you. However, posthumously, there's no Shinui Bailam, because there's no Bailam. The Bailam is gone. The Bailam's gone to a place where he's not shayach to bring Karbonos anymore. He's not shayach in Karbonos anymore. And therefore, there's no such thing as Shinui Bailam, because there's no Bailam anymore. And D, the fourth thing, the Yeshu of Tzibur could be Yachid. Shinui Kodesh applies even to a Karbon Tzibur. Okay, each of these things really has its own soya, some of which are mentioned here, some of which elsewhere, but certainly fundamentally everyone agrees that a Karbon Tzibur has an inyan of Shinui Kodesh, and the Gemara discusses this in many places. What if someone shechts the two kimsei atzeres that you bring with Shtei Alechem, which are supposed to be Shalmei Tzibur, and they shecht it l'shem Ola instead? What would be? What if someone would shecht the Karbon Tamid l'shem Shlomim? What would it be, right? It applies. Tomar b'shinu b'aylam, because you then extrapolate from the b'shinu b'aylam, that in four ways is weaker. One, ain't psula b'gufo. It's not about the identity of the carbon. It's merely about the owner. B, v'eino ba'arba avodos. It doesn't apply to four avodos. Why doesn't it apply to four avodos? This is a little controversial, as Meiri points out. But what it says in our Gemara is mefurish all over the beginning of Zachim. And Rashi here brings it down very nicely. Rashi here is sometimes you're never sure. When is Rashi saying Rashi Shita? When is Rashi just bringing down Pashup Shat and Shas? This long Rashi here is just bringing down Pashup Shat in Shas. I know it's Machlokes Rishonim. One side is Pashup Shat and Shas, and the other side has no basis in Shas. That's not fair. Has no obvious basis in Shas. So what does it say in Zvachim? It says that, it's a little funny. There's four opportunities to ruin a karbon by Shinui Kodesh. Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. There's four opportunities to ruin a karbon with Shinui Bailam. Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. So what do we mean here? It's not for Arba Avodos. But Shinui Bailam only applies with Zrika. Why? Because the Zrika is what's Mechaper. Everything else was preparatory to Kapara. And the Zrika is Mechaper on Plony. The Zrika is Mechaper on Reuven, Ki Adam Hu Benef Shechaper, or the Zrika is Mechaper on Shimon, or the Zrika is Mechaper on Levi, etc. So, the Gemara in the beginning of Zachim explains us, there's four time periods where one could do the wrongdoing of Shinui Bailam, but it's all about Zrika. What do we mean? If someone shechts Olas Reuven, L'shem Shimon, that's not a psul. It's not Shinui Bailam. So there's no Shinui Bailam in Shechita. But if you shecht Olas Reuven, Almanas to do Zrika l'shem Shimon, then that's Shinui Bailam. Or if you're Mekabel Adam v'Olas Reuven Almanas to be Zorik l'shem Shimon, that's Shinui Bailam. If you're Mahalich, the Dam of Reuven, Olas Reuven, in order to Zorik l'shem Shimon, that's Shinui Bailam. And Zrika's possibly, if you're just Zorik l'shem Shimon, that's Shinui Bailam. So really, Shinui Bailam has four chances to be Chal. Just like Shinui Kodesh has four chances to be Chal. But it can only be chal if you think about the Zrika in those four times, while Shinui Kodesh can be chal even if you think about Shechita, even if you think about Kabbalah, even if you think about Holocha, and even if you think about Zrika. Okay, so that's what it's not by Arba Avodos. Where does this become tricky? As Meiri points out, the Rambam, we're not going to answer it now, the Rambam, surprisingly, against all the explicit sogyas in Shas, the Meiri, the quotes here, the Rambam, and he says, V'ikr, he seems to agree with the Rambam. The Rambam denies this line of the Gemara, says we don't paskin like Rav in this line of the Gemara, we don't paskin like all the sugyas, Rashi, Pos, and Zachin. And the Rambam paskins that Shinui Bailam applies in four avodos, stam, just like Shinui Kodesh. It's funny, Rav says, oh, I said four perichas and two of them you can get out of. This isn't one of the ones you can get out of. But the Rambam thinks, that's all Rav talking, thinks Rav is wrong, we paskin against Rav, and Shinui Bailam is also by Arba Avodos. the Achronim will struggle to figure out, like, Mehechitesi, because there's no Gemara that says that. Okay, so the Achronim have a million theories. It's, you know, it's not our sugya now to figure out which of the million theories of the Achronim is right. Meaning, they're all speculation. So the denies this line of the Gemara. Again, there's four perichas. Rava himself is going to say two of them are not so gotten. But the Rambam says, no, this third one is not true at all. So let's just keep that in our back pocket. Shinoi Kodesh is Bidalin Avogos. Shinoi Bailim is, according to the Gemara, and Rov Rishonim, Rak Zrika, although we need your four opportunities to think about the Zrika. And according to the Rambam, and the Me'iri here agrees with them and says, Ikar, I didn't check the Me'iri everywhere. But let's assume for the sake of argument that the Me'iri, that's the real sheet of the Me'iri, totally says otherwise. 90% of the time the Me'iri is consistent. Says, nope. Dalid Avodos, denying what Rava says here. Okay, maybe that will be significant a little later. Anyway, let's continue. We said, number one, Shinu Balam's not Psul B'gufo. Number two, it's not Dalid Avodos. Number three, Enol Achramisa. You can't have Shinu Balam Achramisa because the guy's dead. He's not the Balam. So can't be Mishana, something that's not, doesn't exist, right? Meaning once Reuven dies, you can't say, he's no singer Shinu Balam, Olos Reuven, Shinu Shimon, because it's not Olos Reuven, it's Olos Nobody. So he's no, not shy of Mishana. And number four, Ve'ena but Tzibur can be Yachid. It doesn't apply to Karban Tzibur. Why not? Rashi and everyone explains here, it doesn't apply to Karban Tzibur for a technical reason. It's not that there's a rule that Karban Tzibur doesn't have Shinu Balam. It's that you can't find a Shinu Balam for Karban Tzibur, because you have to add one rule. The rule is that Shinoi Bailim only counts if you're Mishana to a Bailim who shayach to be the Bailim. Right? If I say, right, I'm bringing Olas Ruvain, Lashane, not Lashane Ruvain, Lashane my pet dog, then that's not Shinoi Bailim, because the dog can't be a Bailim. So it's not shayach to be Mishana to him. Not only that, even if, you know, for example, I mean, all these are subtle sugyas. So, but let's just use, for the sake of example, without getting into it, I bring a chatas of Binyamin, l'shem someone who didn't do an avera. So, okay, that's not a shinui bailim, because he's not shy to be a bailim. So says Rashi here, and I think this is accepted perish, unless someone in there says otherwise. He says, you can't have shinui bailim at Tzibur just because there's no hechitintzi. Mimanisha, who am I mishana to? If I have a carbon Tzibur and a mishana to a Jew, it's not a shinui bailim. He is the Bailam. All Jews are the Bailam. So that just means I'm having in mind some of the Bailam and not all the Bailam. That's not a Shinui Bailam, right? If it really belongs to 10 million Jews, and I have in mind only three Jews or only one Jew, that's not a Shinui Bailam. That's just a partial Bailam. Okay, so that's not a Shinui Bailam. So if I have in mind a Jew, every Jew is already the Bailam of Karban Tzibur. And if I have in mind a Goy is not Shayach to this kind of Karban. You know, whether it's a tamid, whether it's whatever. So therefore, miman of shach, I can't do a shinui bailim. There's just no hechitimtzi technically. Okay, those are the four pirchas. And then the Gemara continues. The afa Rava continues. Tarki lav davka. I think Rava continues. Not clear. Tarki mi davka. And even though lav davka, I think in modern day Yeshivish language, is saying not mochrach. Even though two of these pirchas are not mochrach, but two of them are. What are the two that are not mochrach? Why is Shinui Bailim called not Psula B'gufo? Here the Gemara says, it's only a machshava, it's not physical. So number one, what do you mean this is the Psula Guf, this isn't? Psula Guf means physical. Shinui Bailim is not physical. It's only machshava. Shinui Kodesh is not physical, it's only machshava. So they're equally non-physical, so they should have equal status. That's interesting, we'll come back to it. The Su. And furthermore, Hoda Rashini Bayin La Hermisa, Lura Pinchas Radio of Amid over Yeshin and Bayin La Hermisa, or some of your souls have Yesh Bayin La Hermisa, but same idea, Michael Omeymar. After all, that works if you don't hold like Pinchas Radio of Amid. Or Pinchas Radio of Amid says there is Bayin La Hermisa. Fascinating, Machlokas, which we're not getting into now, is there Bayin La Karban after someone dies? Now, on the one hand, you know, they can't have bailus on money after they die. They can't be mekayim mitzvahs asay after they die. Like, what's a shayach for them to be bailus on a carbon after they die? On the other hand, no, it's their carbon. The carbon's still around. So maybe they do keep their bailus after they die. Okay, so Pinchas Ben Rami says they keep their bailus after they die. If so, okay, maybe we'll discuss that. Also, if so, then there is shinui bialim la'achar misa. So you can't say it's different, but nonetheless, tartami is davka ninhu. However, there's still two davka pirchas. What are the two pirchas? Shinui kodesh is betzibur kebiyachin, and shinui bialim is only biyachin. And shinui kodesh is bedalad avodos, and shinui bialim is not bedalad avodos, which the Rambam denied that pircha, but in our Gemara, none of the Amoraim in our Gemara are willing to deny the pircha. The Rambam would have to be based on some other place in Shas. So Ella, Amar Rava, what does Rava say in the end? And this can be a little tricky. Pesach Sheshachto, why is this going to be a little tricky? You know, I'm not sure I'm even willing to. I don't want to tell you what it means yet. Let's just figure out why it's tricky. What should Rava say? Rav Papa said, remember, Shinui Bailim is an Akira, Shinui Kodesh is an Akira. We're misubbing whether Shinui Bailim counts as an Akira. Right, again, go, let's go, call it Akira, go. So Rav Papa said, well, Shinui Bailim is the equivalent of Shinui Kodesh. And Rava says, no, it's a Pircha. Shinui Bailim is not the equivalent of Shinui Kodesh. I have four Pirchas, or at least two. So what would happen then? If there's a Pircha, then Shinui Bailim is not comparable to Shinui Kodesh, so it's not an Akira. So if it's not an Akira, it's just Stam, or Lishmo, or whatever. If it's not an Akira, then it's puzzle because Pesach Lo Bizmano. That's not an Akira. That's what you expect. Elam or Rava, I have a good Pircha. Shinui Bailim is worthless and there's no Akira. But he says something funny. Pesach Shalom 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 Shinui Bailim. That was our case. Nazi Misha'in Lo Bailim Zmano. It's as if there are no Bailim Zmano in his puzzle. I should have said, it's as if you shafted it a Pesach Lo Bizmano because it was not Akira puzzle. Instead, he says, other weird formulation. Okay, we'll have to struggle with what that means. But before we struggle with what that means, I want to take this Gemara two steps at a time before we get into the issue number two on the Makor sheet. First of all, let's go to the Sibaya. What's pshat in the Sibaya? Shinui Kodesh and Akira, is Shinui Bailim and Akira or not? So the Gemara, Kedarka Bakodesh, expressed it in the language of Pircha. Well, on the one hand, it's equal power to possible things. On the other hand, there are four differences between them, or at least two differences between them. The question is, conceptually, how would we, in conceptual language, explain what the Nekudas HaSafik is? Should Shinui Bailim be an Akira, or should Shinui Bailim not be an Akira? Is, I think, a fascinating question. What should this depend on? So, okay, who on the Makor sheet is the one that tries to give an answer to this conceptual question? I don't know if that's a fair question. Should I start asking you the name of Kronim? Maybe that's going too far straight. But this is where Rabbi Chanan gives one approach to explaining this. The Kovashir says, Rabbi Chanan, he says, okay, let's take it back a second. What would Rabbi Chanan say if he was standing here right now up to where what I'm up to? I don't know if he'd be up to where, I don't know how he would even shear here. He would say, well, it's an Ibaya, whether Shinui Bailim counts as an Akira. So what would Rabbi Chanan say? He would say, well, there are two things they could be misopic about. Either they're misopic with the Shinui Bailim counts as an Akira. Either they were misopic about Shinui Bailim, or they were misopic about Akira. Right? Thank you for asking. That's what he would say. Okay. So, it's not his chiddush. That's just logic. Right. So I think, what is the yisod? You could say in two ways. Either it is a suffix about Akira, or maybe it's a suffix about Shinui Bailim. I can't prove which way necessarily. Which way does Rabbi Chanan take here in the Kovet Shiurim? He discusses this, right? He's a 20th century Brisker Lambda. He says we have to analyze this conceptually, right? I think some of the earlier classic Achronim would not have asked this question. What's the conceptual analysis of these Yibayah? They would have said, okay, the Gemara has Pirchas, the Gemara doesn't, let's read the Shach Matar Yigmar and wait till we get to a difficult line. At the end, you get a difficult line, let's interpret that. But Rochanan, is being a brisker, says, okay, what's really going on here conceptually? So here, this is Rabbi Chanan. He says the suffix about Akira. What's the suffix? Okay. He's here, right? Yeah, he's in shir with us. Says Rav Chanan, he says, I don't understand. Why should Shinui Bailim be in Akira? So Rav Chanan, the Nekar, and Pesach, the Shinui Kodesh, the Tam, the Shinui Kodesh, Posel Pesach, was Manu. He was a Nifsal, the Shinui Nekar, and Pesach, the Psulo, but Tam is a Shaykh, Yam, the Shinui Bailim. So, what is he saying here? He says, what's the suffix? It's a suffix about Akira. Why is Shelo Lishmo an Akira? How do we know Shelo Lishmo is an Akira, by the way? I think I mentioned this once or twice. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Ches, Amud. Amud. Base, I think. Gemara in Zvachim Daf Ches, Darshan's from Sukkim, that if you shech Karban Pesach, Shelo Bizman and Shelo Lishmo, it's a Shlomim. Right? So, how does this Akira thing, work? So you could say, something about Akira. Why is Shinoi Kodesh Oker? So one possibility is because it's Pasul B'dinei Pesach, meaning Desert was mine. Shinoi Kodesh is Pasul in a Pesach. Whatever makes it a Pasul Pesach leaves it as a Shlamin. If you passel it from being a Pesach, it becomes a Shlamin. And if you lifsol from Pesach, Shelo Bizmano, it becomes Shlomen. Okay, one way of understanding it is that the rule is, again, Bizmano, if you bring it to Kashrus, wonderful, you're a great Jew, and if you bring it to Paschalus, it's Pasul. Shalom is mono. The Torah teaches us that if you bring a kashrus shalom is mono, that's bad because you brought it at the wrong time. But if you bring a paschalus, as long as you paschal it from Pesach, it becomes a kosher shlomim. You just have to make sure it's not a kosher Pesach. In which case, what should be the result? The nafkamina from that, like Argomer says, hol postal is mono, shinoi bailim should be okay. Why? Because it passes it from being a Pesach. Whatever passes it from being a Pesach is okerit from being a Pesach. That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding the rule of Akira is not that the psul is okerit. It's not that the psul is okerit. It's that you have to take specifically be okerit the identity of Karban Pesach, right? Not the psul is okerit, meaning the psul is okerit. No, it is a direct Akira. What do I mean? What I mean is that because Shinoi Kodesh takes away the Shem Pesach. After all, that's what Shinoi Kodesh is. I'm saying it's not for a Pesach. It's for an Ola, Shlomim, Chatas, Asham, Bechor, Meiser, you know, anything else in the world. I'm directly taking away the Shem Pesach. So maybe that's a suffix. Is Shinoi Kodesh Oker? Is Pesach L'Shem Asham Oker? Remember, that's what Pesach L'Shem Shlomen turns into a Shlomen. Pesach L'Shem Chatos also turns into a Shlomen. Why? Is it because I declared that it's not a Pesach? Or because I passed it from being a Pesach? If it's because I passed it from being a Pesach, then Shinoi Bailim also passed it from being a Pesach. If it's because I declared that it's not a Pesach, then Pesach L'Shem Chatos Asham Shlomen Ola, I declared it's not a Pesach. Pesach Ruvei L'Shem Pesach Shimon, I declare that it is a Pesach, right? Because I declared it's not a Pesach. Takes away the Shem Pesach, right? I declared that it's not a Pesach. In which case, in our sugya, we should say Shinoi Bailim is not okay because I didn't declare it's not a Pesach. Rabbi Chanan reads this as the Ibaye says at first, well, obviously Shinoi Bailim is not Oker. It doesn't take away from being a Pesach. I'm not requesting for it to stop being a Pesach. But the other side is, but maybe any soul is Oker. So that's the rule. When we darshan in Zvachim Daf Ches that Shalom Lishmo is Oker, Shalom Bizmano, and makes it into a Shlomim, do we mean that by saying it's not a Pesach, I make it not a Pesach? Or do we mean by passing it from being a Pesach, I make it not a Pesach? Nafkamina is our Ibaya. And Maskan of our Ibaya seems pretty clear, one way or the other. L'chora, well, we're going to start rubbing into the end. But at least we think at first the Maskana is that Shinoi Bailim is not Oker, and that is puzzled because the reason why Shinoi is Oker is because it changed it from being a Pesach. That is one possibility. That's what the Rabbi Chanan says, and I totally hear his time. However, I think that there's another way to take this as well. maybe the suffix is shinui bailim. Because the fascinating chakira that one has to ask about shinui bailim, in my humble opinion. What's the relationship? Which really is, you know, all these pirchas are really all about what's the relationship between shinui kodesh and shinui bailim. Again, I feel bad. I keep like assuming we've like just read through and kept in our short-term memory, you know, the pashut shot in the first, you know, seven blot of Zvachim, which I realized we don't all have in our short-term memory. But if you open up the Gemara in the beginning of Zvachim, basically you have the tremendous parallel. How do we know Shinri's posel? Well, we darshan this, we darshan that, and how do we know it's a problem? And how do we know how big of a psul it is, whether it's just not Olashim Chovo or Pasul Legamre? How do we know the place of Shechita? How do we know the Kabbalah? How do we know the Holacha? How do we know the Zrika, etc.? They keep saying, and then we know Shinu Kodesh. How do we know Shinu Bailam? And we keep having this whole Marecha where we find enough psukim to cover Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailam. And it seems to be like one package deal, Shinu Kodesh, Shinu Bailam. On the other hand, we find differences between them, such as the four, or at least two differences mentioned in our sugya, right? On the other hand, we find differences between them. So the question becomes, what's the relationship between Shinui Kodesh and, what's the relationship between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam? If I recall correctly, the very first time I learned Kachim, not counting Daf Yom, I mean the Iyun, when I was in the Kol Elyon YU with Rav Rosenzweig, and we learned Masechet Zvachim starting from the beginning. If I recall correctly, the first we all gave Chaburas, but the first Chabur Rav Rosenzweig gave was about this Chakira. What's the relationship between Shinui Bailam and Shinui Kodesh? Right? The first Chabur I heard from my Rebbe learning Kachim the Iyun was about this Chakira. On the one hand, you could say they are two totally separate things. Shinui Kodesh is about the hus of the korban. That works well with the havmi of psula begufo. It's not the guf. I know it's not literally physically psula guf. It's mental. It's not physical. But it's about the hus. It's about the actual nature, substance, mahus of the korban. What is this hefza? Shinui Bailam is not about mahus of the identity of the korban. Chatas and chatas, and olas and olas, shlomas and shlomen. It's about who gets credit for the carbon, who it's mechaper for. The carbon is a carbon, but I want to credit it to the wrong person. So that sounds like very different things, which would explain why one applies posthumously, one doesn't apply. But even if the guy died, the carbon still has an identity, but it's not credited for anyone posthumously, for example. It explains Dalet Avodos. The carbon has its identity. That identity is crucial to every step of its avoda. Credit, you only get credit for Shasrika, right? Shul v'Shasrika, no one gets credit for anything. Right? There's no kapara, right? Credit maybe sounds like too crass of a word. You know, kapara. Kapara slash ritzoy. Or you could look at it in a different way. Maybe Shinui Bailam is really the same as Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Kodesh is about what's the identity of this carbon. Shinui Bailam is also about the identity of this carbon. Olas Ruvain is a different carbon from Olas Shimon. Maybe the Bailam is part of the identity of the carbon. I understand all Olas have the same ritual done to them in terms of, you know, Shtei Matana Shehein, Arba, Tuna Hefshei Finituach, Mechalil Lo Ishim. But Olas Ruvain is different from Ola Shimon. It's a different identity of the carbon. Basically, my question is the Bailam part of the shame carbon, the identity of the carbon, or is the Bailam just who gets credit for the carbon? And the way to express the Hakira is Shinui Bailam something different than Shinui Kodesh? That's about the identity of the carbon. This is about who gets credit. Or no, it's all about the identity of the carbon. Just like Ola is a different Chalosh Shem, different Shem than Shlomim, Ola's Rubin is different Shem than Ola's Shimon. Then it would make sense to even La'achar Misa, perhaps. What do you mean? Reuven's not getting any credit at this point, but it's still Olas, or maybe he is, I don't know, but even if not, clearly no Kapara Lemason in the strict sense, but it's still Olas Reuven. That's the identity of this carbon. You can't deny that's what this carbon is. Reuven may not be here, but Olas Reuven is still Olas Reuven. So if you ask, let us ask ourselves this,
Are you asking a question about the line in the Gemara of Tomer Vishin Baron Dem Sudo Gufo? Is it that line that you're questioning? Or was it fitting in your
So give me a second. Give me, and interestingly, I will, okay, this is a level of Bikias that I don't have. But Rav Rosenzweig did point out at the time that if you look in the first Shitum Gubetzes and Menachos Mem Chesem and Beis, total Agam Urcha of what he's discussing there, he says, I don't know what this means, but he says, we call Shinui Kodesh Psol B'Gufo compared to Shinui Baylam. That's rejected in the Gemara. Isn't that one of the four differences that Rava says is not real, or the Gemara says not really true? So maybe the top sheet of the Vesim and Chesim Vesim and Nachos thinks that no. Yeah, Rava says love Davka, meaning you don't have to admit to this difference, but really we do hold this difference. I mean, it's not clear in the end. Maybe there really is a difference between them.
So in our Gemara,
or maybe not. So let me take it back for a second. Give me a minute. So I want to ask the following question, although this is really the wrong way to ask that question. Chaim, can you help me ask this question? You can't ask this question without more real estate.
Well, so the board has gone out of focus.
See? Okay. I told you. The board is out of focus.
Morty's in focus.
The board is out of focus, Taka. Okay, give it a try. Remember when they invented computers and they said they're supposed to work? No. It's good muscle for something. Let us ask ourselves the following question. Shinoi Bailam. Do we say Shinoi Bailam is fundamentally unlike Shinoi Kodesh? Right? Maybe it is unlike Shinoi Kodesh. How is it unlike Shinoi Kodesh? In that Shinoi Kodesh is about the identity of the Karban. Shinoi Bailam is about who gets kapara credit. Or do we say, no, it is fundamentally like Shinoi Kodesh. Shinoi Kodesh is about the identity of the karban, and Shinoi Bailam is also about the identity of the karban. After all, Olas Ruvein and Olas Shimon are not the same karban, right? Here, what you might ask yourself is, I guess you would start with the four differences, right? That might affect the four differences. For example, this would make a lot of sense in the Havamina plus apparently the Shitim Gubetzes, if you take them seriously, in Menachos Ben Chesem Beis, that Shinoi Kodesh, these are standard Achronish Rashi Tevos, is Psulo Begufo, and Shinoi Bailam is not Psulo Begufo. That would make sense. One is about the Gufa Dover, and the other is about who gets credit, but it's not about the Gufa Dover. But then the Gemara rejects that in the end. Why does the Gemara reject that in the end? Maybe the Gemara just thinks that's not a significant distinction, but maybe this is the maskana of our Gemara. We're not sure if it's really a maskana or it's just saying you could say, right? But you could say, no, that they're equal. They're both equal. Equally Begufo or not Begufo, right? Maybe that would affect this issue. That also might affect the idea. And I think with one Rishon, we're going to have a very clear
opinion as to where he goes here. But basically, you take all four things. What's the other four things? After all, you could definitely each of these things you give a technical explanation. But you know, ain't la achar misa, and maybe this worked well with Manda Amar. Yes, no la achar misa. Even though you could always give technical explanations why, like, the fundamentally should apply, just disappeared for technical reasons. What are some of the other things? Yeshna v'dalad avamdos, or here, shinin bailam eino lacharmisa, shinin bailam eino v'dalad avamdos, right? Shinin bailam is not v'dalad avamdos. After all, that seems to imply that has nothing to do with the identity of the carbon. Let's just, clearly these four differences make it sound like, right? These four differences make it sound like they're fundamentally different. But on the other hand, we deny two of these differences. And then you could go back. I don't know how many times I want to go back. After all, the Maskana seems to be they're both equally Gufo La Gufo. Okay, you could just say that, no, he would, the Manner is fundamentally different. That's a different usage of begufo. The Maskana Gemara says begufo means physical as opposed to mental, not about the object versus about something else. Shinabai Lacharmisa, theoretically, you could also say, well, he can answer back the other Manda Amar, or he can answer that, you know, theoretically, it could apply just the bailim don't exist. Okay, that's interesting. I mean, you could say, even if it's about the identity of carbon, what I'd like to say is that's not the of people that are on me. Even though the guy died, there's no kapara, the carbon is still olas ruvin. Or you could say, no, even if you say there's no shinu b'al acharisa, it's part of the identity of the carbon. Once he dies, the identity of the carbon changes. Okay, I don't like it as much. You know what? I'm going to leave this for now. Shinu b'al acharisa avodos. That's going to be a big attack. After all, if it's not the dollar of Vodos, doesn't that prove it's not about the identity of the carbon? So what could you answer? So you could answer, maybe, you could yesh ledchos. De yeshno bedalad avodos. Really, when it's an ina bedalad avodos, it is bedalad avodos. You know, al yedei machsheves zrika. But why do you have to think about zrika? Maybe just because there's no good way to formulate thinking about the bailam without thinking about zrika. I don't like that. Let me leave this as an interesting question for a moment. Ain't about the voters. What was the fourth thing? What am I missing here? I'm missing the tzibur kibiyachid. That's very technical. That I don't really like at all. Ain't no tzibur kibiyachid. But that I think is easy. Yesh lidchos. This chilok techni. After all, there's no good reason why Shinibadon doesn't apply to tzibur. It's just that you can't find a guy to change it to. It's just a technical problem. But there are three things that seem to apply. They're fundamentally different. However, one of them gets denied at the end. One of them is not focused at the end. And one of them seems to be good proof. Of course, what's interesting here about this Chakira, you all see where I'm going now. But let me point out some other things that might tie into this, which I can point out a gazillion things. Let me point out one interesting thing. Tosos, the meaning is welcome as two deos. Okay, it's in the middle of the whole. The Gemara in the beginning is welcome as kolas vachem shenizbechu shelo lishman. Opening is welcome, kolas vachem shenizbechu shelo lishman. Dot, 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 dot. Ketzad, you know, kachim kachim l'shem kachim kalim, chor maich l'shem shlamim, etc., etc. Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shelo l'shman. What is shelo l'shman? Shelo l'shem shelahem. Meaning, kol hazvachim shenizbechu shelo l'shem kol hazvachim. They are not nizbach for their own shame. What kind of shino is that mishnah referring to? Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shelo l'shman. Yeah, Shina Kodesh. Nizbah, they're not Nizbah for their shame. What about Shina Bailam? Shina Bailam's not in the Mishnah. Shina Bailam's in other places. First, Tosos and Zvachim has two deas, has a Machlopish Rishonim about this, trying to remember which is first.
which is second. The first daya is, give me a second. The kulam asnisa lo mishnama klal shinu bailim. The list of the Lishman Mashma Lafuga Shin Kodesh. Lishman means about Shin Kodesh. First thing. Second, Eva Odish Lomar. Shalom Lishman the Maskin Shemashma Bain Shin Kodesh Bain Shin Vitam. Ah, is Shalom Lishman means only Shin Kodesh Shin Vitam. Maybe those two deos have to do with this. Maybe these are two deos. The Tosfos Arishon. The Maseches Machim. What does Lishman and Shalom Lishman mean? Right? Hey, Rush. Shalom Lishman. What does Shalom Lishman mean? One day it says it means only Shinoi Kodesh. And one day it says it means both Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim. It could be that this is really, they're arguing about Archakir. You never know. They're arguing about Parshanota Mishnah. But there are what is changing the identity to carbon? First thing it says only Shinoi Kodesh change the identity to carbon. Not Patom Shinoi Bailim the identity to carbon. That's a separate issue. The other day it says no, they're both changing the identity to carbon. Maybe that's exactly this chakira. There are many other subtle nafkaminas. Basically, what are the list of nafkaminas one can find? Anytime you find any din and shas about Shinoi Kodesh, and it doesn't say what would be in Shinoi Bailim, yes, but the same didn't apply to Shinoi Bailim. Anytime you feel any Divya Shas about Shin and Bailim, doesn't say Shin and Kodesh, yes, it would apply to Shin and Kodesh, right? That you can make a list of obscure nafkaminas like this. First one, there's Larson. But let us just ask, what do you think the Rambam holds in this Chakira? What do you think the Rambam holds?
Left side. The left side.
The Rambam holds the left side in this Chakira. The Rambam, I think, is very radical in uniting, and there are many other proofs that are not in on this Makoros sheet. The Rama really likes to unify Shinoi Bailim and Shinoi Kodesh. For example, I mean, let's go to Psula Yudashin. Says the Rama, there are three machshavos that are posel karbonos. Machshavos Shinoi Hashem, machshavos HaMakom, machshavos HaZman. Makom means you think to eat a chutzpun komo. Zman means we're called pig, think to eat a chutzpun komo. And Shinoi Hashem. What is Shinoi Hashem? Shinoi Hashem Ketzad? Zeh Shofet Zerach Shol Lishmo. Called Olam Yashuvu Shlamim, etc., etc., etc. Okay, what does it sound like from here? There are three things: there's Chutzlas Manu, Chutzlam Kolo, and Shinoi Hashem, changing it to a different carbon. Okay, now he discusses details. Tesla, Kol Azvachim Shenizlu Mishmach Shinoi Hashem.
In the same Halach Aleph Perik Yud Gimel, he includes Shinoi Bailim under the category of Shinoi Hashem.
Correct. I skipped the line. Osha Shachar Zevach Shol Hashem Bailim Zom Machshav Shinoi Hashem. Okay, read it right there. What does it say? The Shinoi Hashem. Shinoi Hashem means Ol Hashem Shlama or a different Bailim. He includes them in not two categories, but in one category. It's called Shinoi Hashem. And likewise in Perek Tesvav. What's interesting? The Rambam really sounds like it's both about Shinoi Hashem. The Rambam, Mashmos HaRambam, is that it's all one big Shinoi Hashem. In which case, what's fascinating about the Rambam? There's a few fascinating things about the Rambam. To me, the most fascinating thing about the Rambam, what about the four differences? If they're really the same thing, why would there be four differences? Okay, Achramisa, there's actually what to talk about. We're not going to talk about it now. Okay, there's Psula Magufo, that's fine. The Rambam just told like the Maskana. This Sefer is very technical. What about the Dalet Avodos? If it's really Shinoi Hashem, why doesn't apply to Dalet Avodos? The Yom's already pointing. Okay, the Rama has this weird Shita. I mean, we're in a prejudicial way. The Rama has a Shita that has no clear Makor and Shas. The Achrona all figure out. There's always room to figure out how the Rama, Paskin against the Sugya somehow. But it's still striking that he did. It's not like there's a foolish Gemara someplace that says yes, no, but Dalet Avodos against Rava here and against all the Gemara's Rashi quotes and Zohar. No, you have to have a deal from here, Yerushalmi. There, you have to speculate something. There's no obvious thing. But here's what's fascinating: is that the Rambam says yes, no, but Dalet Avodos, not yes, no, but Pshutik Mashmo. He says exactly the same thing. He does not differentiate whatsoever. And the Mishnah Melech there says, I'm not sure where he got this from. It's like against Shas. What does the Mishnah Melech say in Tesvav? says Tmili Milsa Tuva Sheheshva Rabbeinu Did Shinukodesh Shinubaylim Of Lar Mochel Shesh Hefresh Beneim Did Shinukodesh Yeshlo Bedalat Avodos Etc. Etc. Vilu Shinubaylim Lesakim Bezrika Etc. Etc. And then he brings many subjects, including ours. And he says it's very it's very peculiar. It is very peculiar. Okay. I would bring you the one answer if I thought I had the one right answer. But I think that Ram works very well. She does it. Ram apparently had an agenda. He had a conceptual agenda that he thought she and Bible she could have the same thing. That's why he throws them together, even when he's dividing into types of machshava. It's not four types of machshava. Shinibali, Shinibali, two types of machshava. I can check the Rambam here for science and being as awesome. I don't know if I have it here, but I would like to hope that he would say the lishma there. Maybe he doesn't say either way.
He does.
What does he say in the Perish for
Science?
In the Perish of that Mishnah.
That's what I
mean. Okay, then that would make sense that he'd like the second day in Tosfos there. I think the Rambam has a very clear agenda here. Okay, there are many other subtle things that we could put this together with. That's good enough for now. Okay, I am the Rambam Sheet Blah for me, so, but we're not going to deal with that right now. Anyway, there is this Hakira. What is the relationship between Bailam and Shinu Kodesh? Which is really the Hakira of our Sugya. What's the relationship between Shinu Bailam and Shinu Kodesh? Right? If you read our Sugya in the simplest way, it sounds like they're not a Sugya about Hakira. There was something about the nature of the relationship between Shinu Bailam and Shinu Kodesh. And the Rambam would seem to have an agenda when it comes to this. He would tend to equate them. And maybe you could say that is really the Safek meaning. What are you going to add? That the last Safek meaning is our Sugya. If you said that it's a very different thing, then maybe it's not an Akira. Shinu Bailam is not an Akira. If you said it's really the same thing, then it would be. Shinibai would be an Akira. And maybe you could say that is Lufa, another way of analyzing based on the Mahalach of the Gemara, you could say maybe that's really your question. Question, is Shinibai about changing the carbon or not? Any change in the carbon counts as an akira. Then the assumption is any change in the identity of the carbon counts as akira. It doesn't have to be a change to shlomim. If you change to asham, it becomes a shlomim. If you change it to pesach shimon, it becomes a shlomim. The question is, do we say that, let's try to keep the same side of the board, Shinui Bailam is not a change in the identity of the carbon, or Shinui Bailam is a change in the identity? If it's not a change in the identity of the carbon, then it's not an Akira. If it is a change in the identity of the carbon, then perhaps it is an Akira. So, again, you could, I can promise you if this shot is right and the Rav Chanan is right. I can promise you he's right. Rav Chanan says it's a suffix of the nature of Akira. Yeah, the Gemara deals with it in Pirchas about the nature of Shinu Bailam, but that's okay. The way they express it is Pirchas about Shinu Bailam, they're really the suffix about the rules of Akira, the standards of Akira. I'm not saying they're not assuming about the standards of Akira. The standards of Akira are somewhere in between. If you change the carbon, that's an Akira. No matter how you change the carbon. If you don't change the carbon, that's not an Akira, right? For example, I think everyone would agree, if you just have some total side soul, like you bring up a pigle, I don't think anyone would call that an Akira. They don't call pigle an Akira, because that's not a change they did to the carbon. That's a, I mean, we might not care, right? I mean, not me. Yeah, I don't care. I'm saying we did this. Anyway, the machlok is whether Shinu Bailam is part of the identity or is not part of the identity. Okay, Kach Nirlan used likely two ways to analyze the Zibaya, one based on Rav Chanan, and one based on a Hakira about Shinui, nostalgic Hakira from my youth. From my relative youth, about the relationship with Shinui Bailam and Shinui Kodesh.
Why can't you say, like you said, that the Maskana of the Gemara here, when the Gemara says Elam HaRava, it's basically rejecting the previous answer of Rava, and he's giving a completely different answer because of the
That's exactly what the Nodabi Huda says right here in the Tzlach. That's a, you're saying is exactly what the Tzlach says. I agree.
That would make the and that's what the how the Rambam understands.
Exactly, precisely. Right. What AB is pointing out is that, and this is going to be good. The Tzlach is going to be okay with this. Is that well, if the Rambam really thinks Shinubayim and Shinukodesh are the same thing, then the Rambam should think Shinubayim is an Akira, but yet he doesn't say that it's an Akira because he passed like the end of our sugya. Okay, so let's solve that soon. Let's solve that soon, although AB already gave us the solution. Okay, that is the Suffolk Varsugya. Now I'm ready to move on. Chaim, I'm going to need you again to the Maskana Varsugya. Remember, as AB is reminding us now, the Maskana Varsugya is a little unclear because the Maskana Varsugya does not explicitly discuss, does not seem to explicitly answer the question. The question is, is Shinoi Bailim an Akira or is it not an Akira? And the answer is, it's like not having Bailim Bismanu, which doesn't seem to be answering the question, is an Akira or not Akira, right? Not having Bailim Bismanu is neither an Akira nor not an Akira. It's a totally different Indian. The more they're holding the meat after you rot, and stam is possible. What? Oh, in the case where the buy, that's exactly Tosis's point. In a Hanami, Tosis says that's exactly the sugar for which we're pushing the buy. In a Hanami, that's a disprove. That's what Tosis said. That's pushing the buy and disproves one side. Okay, so, but let's now say this together. Let's go to Maskana the sugar on both sides. Part two, Maskana the Sugya. Part one, the Yivaya. Part two, the Maskana. The Maskana is a funny Maskana because it's not what we would expect the Maskana to say. Let me explain what I mean by that. We would expect the Maskana, what would we really expect the Maskana to be? We would expect the Maskana to be Shinui Bailim has two pirkos from Shinui Kodesh, so it's not an Akira. Or maybe a surprise curveball. Maybe it is an Akira somehow, even though it has two pirchas, you know, if they want to throw a curveball. But well, the question was very clear. The question is, should you buy an Akira or not? I don't think there's another way to be mefarish the Ibaya. The Ibaya is the Shinu Ban counts an Akira or not. Being the Iri Bain to the other Bishonim, you know, they have slightly different attempts of Akira. But that seems to be, again, what was the question? The Ibaya is in Shinoi Bailim Chashiv Akira. Right? Is Shinoi Bailim considered an Akira? And what would we expect the answer to be? We'd expect the answer to be either yes or no. And probably no, because we're still left with two parakas. Right? So we expect the answer to be. What would be the answer? We'd expect the answer to be, let's say if the answer was possible. Right? If the answer is possible, the answer is very clear. Rava says the answer is possible. Right? The answer is it's possible. But what would we expect the muk of the answer to be? Right? The reason. What's the reason for the soul? So what we expect is to say is what would we expect? The reason for the soul is because Shinoi Bailim is not an Akira, so you have a soul of Pesach Shelo Bismano, let's call it Mechoser Zman, right? Psal of Mechoser Zman, Pesach Shelo Bismano. That's what we expect the answer to be. We'd say, it's not an Akira, and it's not Mechoser Zman, Pesach Shelo Bismano. Or where we say, Nasek Misha Shocha Lishmo Shelo Bismano, Puzzle. But that's what he says, Nasek Misha Shocha. Funny, because you ain't no Bailim. It's as if there's no Bailim Bismano and it's possible. What does Rava say? That it's possible like ain't no Bailim Bismano. That's a strange thing to say. That's the wrong thing to say. So here we have a fundamental machlokish Rishonim And by the way, the Rambam says the same thing. Again, it's hard to prove that much from the Rambam. I admit, whatever you say in the word, you say in the Rambam, I think. There's always the Rambam saying, read you the Rambam. Shalom l'shem b'ilav. If you check the shalom l'shem b'ilav, nasa kim she'im l'b'ilav is v'ana u'pasol. I mean, word for word, the Gemara. Right? So we're not sure what the Gemara means. We're not sure what the Rambam means. The only difference I would say is that in the Gemara, someone can always make a whole Polish explanation of means like this, that, et cetera, et cetera. The Rambam, you want to interpret more kipshuto. Right? So how do we resolve this? So this is basically my focus between Rashi and Tosos. And the Rambam, not sure. Certainly closer to Rashi. Who says it really means what we expect it to say? Who says it really means what we expected it to mean? Now, it doesn't mean what it says. It means what we thought it should say. Right? Basically, we know what the Gemara is going to say. It says something else. So we fix it to say what we knew it was going to say. Who does that? Who does that? Who says it really means what we expected it to say? Tosos. What does Tosos say? Tosos says, Tame Alari. Such a great question. What is this Nasa, et cetera, et cetera? Just say we have two pirchas, so it's not an Akira. If it's not an Akira, it's possible. No Akira. And if you say they don't care about the pirchas, it really is an Akira, then it should be kosher. Right? That's what's in this. And if you want to say that even these two pirchas are not mashed the pirchas, this is such an idea of not being mashed the pirchas. If you're not matching the parakas, it's kosher. If you're matching the parakas, it's possible to say no akira. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos is exactly what Andy just said. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that the psul pasul nishon she'ein kan akira. The psul is a lack of akira. Is that the pesachs of the world's mind is no akira. Ah, what does mean asking to violin? Whoever says, we can prove from a sugya later of Emo Bailin that it's not Akira. Where does it mean the psul is Emo Bailin Mazmanu? Nase Kir. What is Nase Kir? Nase Kir doesn't mean it is a case of. Okay. This is the old, which old classic Kakira is this? The old Kafadimium Kakira. Right? Kir means similar to in some ways, or Kir means it is. Right? That's really the question. Similar to, or it is. Tosuch reads the Kaf HaDinyon as, okay, certainly Tosuch is like, it's not that Nasa Kimisha, it's like a los, like mamish. It's not even, it's not even Shul Dinyon. It's not even similar mamish. It's not even substantive. Not only is it not Eno Bible, it's not even substantively similar to Eno Bible. It's just similar in some indirect way to Eno Bible. It's a very weak comparison. What does it mean? What does the ke mean? There's a case in Lobaylo Mizmano. What's the case in Lobaylo Mizmano? The Gemara later on Daf Ayin Gimel, has a case where all the Bailim died. That's the case in Lobaylo Mizmano. And what does the Gemara say there? The Gemara says there it needs Akira. And if all the Bailim died, it needs Akira. So if it doesn't have Akira, it's still a carbon Pesach. And therefore, it's still a carbon Pesach. If all the Bailim died, it's still a carbon Pesach. All the Bailim died, it's still a Pesach. There's no Akira yet. So, Tosfos just adds one thing. She says, hold on a second. If all the Bailim died, then you can't shecht it for the sake of the Bailim. Then it's like Shinoi Bailim. Right? That's okay. That's Tosfos' assumption. You don't have to. Who can mefari shalom l'shem Bailim? Shari Mesu. When all the Bailim died, you're obviously shechting it, not l'shem Bailim. And if you're shechting it, not l'shem Bailov, okay, that's Tosfos' assumption. You could have said you're not thinking anything. But that's what Tosfos adds in. If all the Bailim die, it's like shalom l'shem Bailov, and we see shalom l'shem Bailov is not an Akira. Right? That's what Tosfos means. Tosfos means that shalom l'shem Bailov is not an Akira, just the proof is the case later of ein lo Bailim bismano. Why? Because, says the Gemara, that Ein lo bailim bizmano. Ein lo bailim bizmano is not
is not yet Nekar. That's clear. And Tosos makes one assumption that Amal Bailam is Mano also is considered to be Shimon Bailam. So you see, really, Shimon Bailam is not an Akira. Tosos adds that Amal Bailam Chashiv Kishinoi Bailam. Why? Because if it has no Bailam, then you have to think about not the Bailam, so Shimon Bailam, which is almost an assumption. Could have said no Shimon Bailam, so he thinks of them. You're not thinking anything. You don't even know who's alive. Says considered, and therefore you put two and two together, 2 + 2 = 4, meaning 2 is in the Gemara, the other two Tosos assumed. 2 + 2 = 4, therefore, what do you come out with? That Shinoi Bailam is not an Akira. That's what Tosos meant. Not that this is Nasi Gendo Bailam. This is Shinoi Bailam, Shinoi Mano. But the proof that Shinoi Bailam is not an Akira is from this case, Nafayim Gimel of Amal Bailam. If Amal Bailam is not an Akira, that's clear. Amal Bailam is still considered a Pesach puzzle. Why do we say Amal Bailam turned into a Shlomim? And it was a Shlomim which was not so puzzle. And therefore, we need Yibur Tzura. If you remember that Gemara from our discussion of Sega Shlomim. The answer is because Shinoi Bailam is not an Akira. So that's basically Tosfos says the more ask the question, answer the question, more answer the question, or funny language, they're trying to bring more ramens to the proof to the answer to their question. But, because of the two Pirchot, the two surviving Pirchot. Right, so the two surviving Pirchot is Eino Akira, okay, Shalom Al Yisrael. That's Tosfos, that's based on a chak. Shot of the Gemara is, no, it's not possible to make an Akira. It's possible because of Amal Bailam is Mano. What exactly does that mean? Here, I have not found anyone who says literally, it says if Amal Bailam is Mano. But what Rashi says here is, Kamisha Shachav is Mano Shlom Shem Bailam. It's a way of saying Shimon Bailam is Mano. Enka Bailam is no connection to the Bailam. You've cut off your connection to the Bailam is Mano. And the Meiri says the same thing. The Meiri doesn't like this answer. Line in the Gemara, because the Meiri thinks this holy buy is only I'll leave it to one side of the previous segment, which we don't possibly like. But nonetheless, when the Meiri brings down this line of Eino Bailam Bizmano, he says, what is this line of Eino Bailam Bizmano mean? When the Meiri brings down this line of Eino Bailam Bizmano, the way he brings the line down is, sorry, give me half a second. Nasik Misha Emo Bailam was Mano Upasol, Ritzono Lomar. Sorry, this is before it started once more, the one more he said that. Ritzono Lomar, what he means to say is Kamisha Shakta Mashino Gadim is Mano. He says exactly the same as Rashi. The Meiri and Rashi say, first of all, I think the Rama would be against Tosos. Why? Because the Rama has to write in a straightforward way, not in a indirect way. When the Rama writes Nasu Mishen Bailam, he should have to. The Rama can't write Nasu Mishen Bailam mean I'm bringing a proof of the high gimel. That's not the way the Mishnah Torah works. The Mishnah Torah only refers to himself. So the Rama, when he's in Nasu Mishen Bailam, means Kipshuto. So I would say, let's do this anymore. Some remind us if we do need fresh markers, though. That's close, folks. But here would be the Rashi and the Meiri and the Rambam. Rashi and the Meiri because I know what they say. The Rambam because I know the book he wrote. And in the book, the Rambam, I should have left the corner, but we remember it by now. In the book the Rambam wrote, he doesn't say something to mean I bring a proof from a Gemara that I'm not quoting here. He says something because it makes sense in the Pashut shot of the words. So they say, no, it's actually the psul is Kimi She'ein Lo Bailam Bizmano. What does that mean? For the Rambam, I can't tell you for sure what it means, because the Rambam doesn't say anything more, but Rashi and Meir are very clear what it means. So let's assume the Rambam goes with them until proven otherwise. So Rashi and the Meiri say explicitly, the psul is Shinoi Bailam. It's a psul of Shinoi Bailam, just like Shinoi Bailam Pasol Bizmano, Shinoi Bailam Pasol Shalom Bizmano. That's the maskara, two ways of reading maskara of our sugya. Either the psul is not having Akira, psul is not Shinoi Bailam, meaning Manasha. If it's a Pesach, it's possible without Shinoi Bailam. If it's a Shlomim, Shinu Balim wasn't possible. He still says the psul is that there's no akira and it's Pesach Shalom Hazmano. Rashi and Meiri and Lachor the Rambam say explicitly, or certainly the Rambam more or less, no, the psul is Shinu Balim. And here we get to, I'm going to leave this up to your judgment after a word from our sponsor. I'm not sure. I'm totally.
If Shinya Bai was just a peer, us would be a peer from.
Well, truth is, the Rambam never really properly. No, Shinya Kodesh is the previous halacha. Well, Shachto Shalom Bizmano, Machshav Shalom Lishmo Kosher. Shachto Shalom Bizmano with Shinya Kodesh is kosher.
Shinya Bai is after that.
And it is. Shalom Hashem Bailov. Nasu Shem Bailov on the puzzle. Is it Shinu Kodesh is kosher because it's an Akira? Or do you don't need an Akira, whichever? Shinu Bailim is puzzle. You know, part of the soul is something Shinu Bailim. Emo Bailim, Shinu Bailim. Okay, now here's the question, which is hold on. Well, here ends up being a problem. Rashi and Eir don't bother to tell us. The Rambam doesn't bother to tell us. Okay, the Rambam didn't even say anything about the quote of the line of the Gemara, which is half excuse for the Rambam, should have been clear. But Rashi, you're interpreting the Gemara. Here is something that bothers me, right? Bothers you also, right? The Mana Shachar. The problem, what's the problem? The problem is the Mana Shachar. Is there an Akira? Is there not an Akira? What's the answer to Ibaya? Remember, Tosos left it open on the one in two parakas, so it's not an Akira. Shinu Ibaya is not like Shinu Kodesh. On the other hand, maybe we're not matching these two parakas. Who says these two parakas are so chashuv? It's a little funny, so what are we not matching parakas? But maybe if the point is we have a hakir about the nature of Shinu Bailam, maybe we think these two parakas are just coincidence, are not so chashuv. So, Niman Shach, either it's an akira or it's not an akira. Meaning, there has to be an answer to the Bailam, right? Even if the Gemara is not telling us, there has to be an answer. Every question has an answer if it is an akira or if it's not an Akira. That's the Mimana Shach. If it is an Akira, then it's a Shlomim. This Shinoi Bailim should be kosher. So why would it be a Psol Shinoi Bailim? And if it's not an Akira, then it's a Pesach Shalobizmano. Pesach Shalobizmano should be Pasol even without Shinoi Bailim. So why do you need the Shinoi Bailim to Pasul? You should Pasul because the original Pasul is Manu. Meaning, either it's two Psulim or zero Psulim. You can't say it's a Psul of Shinoi Bailim. Because if it's a Shlomim, Shinoi Bailim is not a Psul. And if it's a Pesach, it's Pasul without the Shinoi Bailim. So what are the... I understand where Rashi and Meir and the Rambam are coming from. They're interpreting the Pasha words of Rava. But what did Rava mean? How can you ignore the Ibaya beforehand? Either side of the Ibaya beforehand makes what he says problematic. So here's the real question. How do you read the Maskana of the Gemara? And it's up to you, in your heart, between you and your mind, to figure out which derech you think is Chana Rashi and Iri. I can't make that decision for you, but let's see what the options are. One option, which, you know, maybe someone in Masechta says, the, let's call it the boring option, and the Kiddush option. The boring option, and you'll give me a name for this, someone's got to say, everything boring someone has to say in the Sifta. Everything Lomelish and Chodesh also has to say in the Sifta. But one option is to say, yeah, you're right, Rava meant it's possible to Peshul Rizmano. He's just pointing out, you should know there's two psulim. Really, the answer to Yibaya is the same as Tosos, starting out. Yeah, the answer to Yibaya is that it's not an Akira, it's possible to Peshul Rizmano. And not only is it possible to Pesach Shlobizmano, it's possible twice, because it's Pesach Shlobizmano and Pesach Mashino Bayim. It's a little funny, Lashon, because it's Nasik Misha Elohim Bizmano. But the Dovachak, maybe you can say, does anyone say that in the Masechta Chayim?
Not so far.
Okay. Maybe there's a lot of Masechta. But that's one option. So how can you get out of this Mimon Shach? What's the solution? After all, you have to defend Rashi somehow. So one solution is, the boring solution is to say, yes, it's not an Akira. Yes, it's Peshul Bismano. Rava just wants to point out for some reason that we don't know, and Rabbi wants to point out for some reason we don't know that there's two psulim. It's really possible because of Pesach Shelo Bismano, and also a second soul of Pesach Bishinui Baila. Meaning, what's the Rebbe saying at the end? You thought Shinui Baila made it okay, it was an Akira and made it kosher. Not only does Shinui Baila not make it kosher, it makes it a double psalm. If you had shechted it stam, it would be a single psalm of Pesach Shelo Bismano. Now that you shechted it, Shinui Baila, it doesn't take away that first psalm. It leaves the first psalm and adds a second psalm. That's what Rebbe means to say. Ha ha, it's not only did it not take away the psalm, it even added a second psalm. Okay, after you can say that for Rashi. Now, it would have been nice if Rashi had said that. You know, but he doesn't say too much. Because then Vani Shamati is about going back 10 lines earlier. Okay, that's one possibility. The Slas is a different possibility. The Slas is a fascinating chish. Okay, you have to be ma'ayin in this because the Rashi and Tosos don't work out clearly the possible chasmus in this question. But he says a fascinating chiddush. Maybe taka it shlomim b'shimi b'aylam, and it's still possible. How you talking? Who ever heard of a shlomim b'shimi b'aylam that's possible? I understand shlomim b'shimi b'aylam is not only l'shem chovah. But that's irrelevant here, because there is no l'shem chovah here. You weren't bringing it for a chovah of shlomim. It's just a leftover part of Pesach at the wrong time. So either way, there's no Indian of l'shem chovah. So what says that slach an unbelievable chiddush here? Says that Tzlach, and this is the Chakira that Tzlach deals with. What's the din? Pesach Shalom Bismano becomes Shlomit. If you ask yourself a question, Pesach Shalom Bismano is a Shlomit. What is the nature of that Shlomit? Is that a pure, regular Shlomit? Or no, it's Nikraf Kishlomen, but it still retains identity as a Pesach. Is it a Shlomen, or is it a Pesach to Kishlomen? Or, for example, you might ask, is it a Shlomen, or is it Shalmi Pesach? Is it a Shlomen, or is it Shlomo Bar Machmas Pesach? Okay, Shlomo Bar Machmas Pesach maybe is not such a good combination, but Shalmi Pesach, we have more. What's the nature of this Shlomen? Does it become a regular Shlomen? Or does it become a Pesach Shenikra of Shlomen? What do I mean? For example, the famous Machlokes Rishonim got the following question. How long can you eat Shlomen, anyone? How long can you eat Shlomen? 2 days, right? How long can you eat Karun Pesach? 1 day, and that night. Right? Forget about whether it's midnight or whether it's Amos HaShachar, that's what that Grizz in the Brackets deals with. And that's a big lumbus. Right, we're not getting to that big lumbus now. We know it's apropos and Sprocket, we're not there yet. But yeah, you should be familiar with like the biggest Hakimi Karim Pesach. One of the biggest Hakimi Karim Pesach is when we say that it's close to night, but Lamanda Armor, you can only eat it till Chatzos, does that mean Mitzad Kodshim, it's a new Kodshim whose mind is till Chatzos? We're not, it's not kachim, it's just like mini kachim, the zman is lolos, like a chatas, like an asham, like zimfeit, like shalmit sivur, like toda, like el nazar, the zman is lolos. But mitzad, the mitzvah, the Pesach Seder, you have to eat it before chatzos. Okay, now we're not getting into that now. So, the nafkamina might be, how long can you eat it for? Right, that's what Tosfos deals with in Zvachim. Can you eat it for 2 days or 1 day? Is it a regular shlomim? And what the Grizz does there is, Bobby says, even if you eat it for 1 day, can you eat it for 1 day because of Pesach, or is that coincidence? Right? Let's assume it's not coincidence. Right? So maybe there could be many nafkaminas. Maybe a nafkamina could be, nechal mishne yamin versus nechal niyom balayla, which is definitely a big machlokes to be shown. Tosos was talking about that in Zvachim. Daf Tes, does it have rules of a Pesach, just Shlomim Pesach? Is it some in-between Shlomim Pesach? Or not?
just in time. It's a regular shlom. Okay, well, can I ask other questions that are not necessarily found, found in Shas, but let's ask, what does the Tzlachir say? Tzlachir says, oh, I know another nafkamina. Shlom and Shlom Lashmol is kosher. It's not Ulul Shem Kol is kosher, but that's not a puzzle. How about Shlom Lashmol? So now we know, it's supposed to be Shlom Lashmol. So the Tzlach says like this, Shlom Lashmol is not a good nafkamina, right? Shinoi Kodesh. That's not a good nafkamina. This is going to be a fake nafkamina. Shinoi Kodesh. Well, if it's a regular shlomim, then it should be kosher Shinoi Kodesh. But even if it's a Pesach tikkun shlomim, it's still be kosher Shinoi Kodesh. It's a specific drasha that it's a Shinoi Kodesh that makes it kosher. Right? It's a Shinoi Kodesh that makes it kosher. So that's not going to be a good nafkamina. What is the tzlach? Like this, Rashi has a half amina. The Gemara says the half amina won't become shlomim if you shechta l'shem ola. Therefore, what would happen? Rashi says a half amina if you shechta l'shem ola would be possible. Why? Because okay, that's the half amina. But it will also be kosher because that's the special tzeiros kosher. Right? Kosher. If you do shlomim l'shem, let's say l'shem ola l'shem, not l'shem shlomim. It's still in kosher if you do l'shem ola, but either just because it's a shlom l'shem ola, why not? Or because of special zeres akasa of that shlom l'shem might not nafkimi, it might be something that we mentioned in the Baltar. I don't even know if we're going to word about it in the last one. What if you check l'shem pesach? Is that a psul shlom l'shem or a psul shlom l'shem? Right? Maybe it could be a shlom pesach or a shlom l'shem. But here's the better. Who says the tzlach? The nafkamina would be shlom bailam. If it's really a shlomim, shinoi bailim should be kosher, right? Meaning, it may not be an akira, but it's not a psul in and of itself, not a psul. No, in and of itself, not a psul per se, right? It might not be an akira, but it's not a psul. It's really not a psul. But if you say it's a pesach tikkun shlomim, then maybe you could say no. It's possible, mishum, shelo, lishma. Even if there's akira, it's still possible because shelo lishma. Or in a case where you don't need akira, even after akira, or lamanda amar, lo bani akira, which is exactly what the Tzlach is talking about. Right? He says, even if you have Akira, or the manor log by Akira, it's still possible the Shalom Shema is called possible on a Pesach. And this is a Pesach Shalom Shalom, not a Shalom per se. So, what do we want to say? Says the Tzlach, exactly like this side of the Akira, and he says, really, even if it is an Akira, he's hedging his bets. Even if it isn't, what's Rabbi Karim say? Even if it is an Akira, or you don't need Akira. That's really what the Tzlach himself points out. He says, Rav is trying to say, forget about the Akira. Even if you have an Akira, let's say I do it l'shem shlomim l'shem yibayim. Or let's say I don't need an Akira, because it's Tosfos that after Pesach you don't need an Akira, only before Pesach you do. Still, we finish that it is possible because of Shinoi Bailim, just like a Pesach Bismano is. Just like Pesach Bismano has a psul Shinoi Bailim, when the Pesach is Nekah becomes a Shlomim, or maybe it doesn't mean that here becomes a Shlomim, it still retains its Pesach nature and still has a psul Shinoi Bailim. Therefore, this Tzlach, Rav is making a tremendous chiddush here. Tremendous chiddush that even Pesach turns into a Shlomim, it's not a Shlomim. It's a Pesach Shenikar of Kishlomim. It's not a Shlomim, it's in between. It still has some din of a Pesach. You might expect that this would fit the Shita of Nechal Yom V'Laila. Although it's not clear to be shown who says model then. And it still has a psul of Shinoi Bayim.
That's a Shemitah Mishnah
Slach.
So let's just...
What do we do with Zrika? Because the Shlomim is Shtayim and the Pesach is Echad.
Ah, great question. What do we do with... How do we do the Zrika? It seems to me that the Gemara says... Well, it's not 100... The Gemara says that it's still in the, within the Hakrova, you do the Hakrova, the Mice Hakrova, you do the way of the Shlomim. The word is marvah that you need a tufas chazi v'shuk. So it seems to me the zrika is not going to be like a shlomo. Either way, you're makrovit like a shlomo. The question is, are you makrovit like a shlomo because it is a shlomo, or you're makrovit like a shlomo because it's something in between? But it seems to me the zrika is not going to be like a shlomo. It's not mefurish anywhere in Shas, based on my knowledge. Maybe in the Masifta, someone would say that there's a bachlokas about this in the Achronim. I don't know. But it would seem to me you'd be zoring the dam like a shlomo. Kach nirli is daitin, kach it's seemingly ole from the sugyas. Okay, just to summarize, then I'll take a question from Adi. We asked, what's the maskana of our sugya? We expected the maskana to be, it's a psula pesach shlomo, b'ayim u'chus shesh, it's not an akir, which is the pirchas. Or, I mean, you surprise and ignore the pirchas, as Tosfos allows for. And Tosfos says, that is the maskana. The maskana is we accept the pirchas is not an akira. This whole Inglo Bible is just a reference to a gemar dafayim gimel, which proves... which supports our point, which is a proof for our point. However, Rashi in the Ram Red Kipshuto, there's some soul called Emo Bailam Mizmano, meaning Absol Shin and Bailam Lachor, Rashi, you say, why do we have Absol Shin and Bailam? If it's a Pesach, it's possible anyway. If it's a Shlomo, there's no Absol Shin and Bailam. So the boring answer is, it's Kaka, Pesach, it's possible anyway. He's just adding more fuel to the fire. Or that Slach says, tremendous Kiddush, it's a Shlomo, and most Shlomos are Kosher Shin and Bailam, but this Shlomo is possible Shin and Bailam. It's not a pure shlomim, it's a shlomim which retains the identity of Pesach, meaning that's the base of Akira. Right? When the shlomim shlomim, Pesach shlomim, shlomim becomes a shlomim, is it a pure shlomim or is it not a pure shlomim? Does it have any demon? It's nikrav kishlomim. The Gemara darshan tzufas chazei v'shot. But does it retain demon of Pesach outside of the Maisach Rabbah or not? And the Slach says that's exactly the Kiddush of Rabbah here, that even though, even if it became a shlomim, even if it is an Akira, what Rabbah is saying is your old Akira is irrelevant. Your Ibaya is whether it's Akira or not. Rabbah is saying, I deny your Ibaya. I don't care if it's an Akira or not. Maybe it's an Akira, maybe it's not. Maybe you don't even need an Akira. It's irrelevant whether it's Akira or not, because even if it's an Akira and it becomes a Shlomen, it's not a regular Shlomen. It's a Pesach Shlomen. And it's Shalmei Pesach, to use a phrase in Zvachim that might refer to this case. It's Shalmei Pesach, not Shlomen. And Shalmei Pesach still a soul of... They don't have Shul of Shinui Kodesh, the special Xeris Akasa that a Shinui Kodesh and Dafka good for them. They still have Shul of Shinui Bailam. That's the Kiddush of the Tzlach. The Shalmei Pesach had a Shul of Shinui Bailam. Okay, Adi. The what? In the Shakhtar Tirah, the whole point is that. If it becomes a shlomim, there's no soul of absence of bailim. There's no soul of absence of bailim. So if there's no soul absence of bailim, why would there be a soul of shinui bailim? That is a good question. And there's no soul of absence of bailim. There's a whole shock of talking about how to give a whole or the soul of shinui bailim. Human violence somehow would be worse than absolute violence. Okay, that's not enough. Explain why it was in this way. After all, if it was really Shalmei Pesach, then the only thing I think of is. Okay, I admit I'm going to get dachuk, and I'm going to say, you know, maybe I need to think about it more. As you can see, the reason why an after by the possible Pesach is because there's no achila, and achila is ma'akev in a Pesach. But once you become Shalmei Pesach, the achila is no longer ma'akev, and again, whether the achila ma'akevus or not, some degree of ma'akevus. So the absence of violence will pull you out the achila. Here you know the mitzvah achila. The shinoi violin. Is not mitzad the achilah, mitzad the hakrava, and therefore it's still a certain component in hakrava, which I admit needs work, but I think is a possibility. Okay.
Okay, so much for the main point of our sukkah. Yes, that's a special here's a custom that I brought. It's a good thing, right?
So in that case, it doesn't have any connection to Tessa. It was in Shalmei Tessa.
And it does. Shalmei Tessa, connection to Tessa, and should have a full Shimi Kodesh. That's why you like to watch me talking about Adam in the full Shimi Kodesh. Correct. It's basically, it would have absolved Shimon Kodesh, but since Shimon Kodesh is doctor, what you need from the Oker, not sure it's the Shimon Kodesh not possible. I mean, he should have overcome the Pesach, including absolved Shimon Kodesh. But because Adrabi, you need the Akira of Shimon Kodesh to make it kosher, so therefore it's not absolved. But since you don't need the Shimon Bible to make it kosher, it remains absolved. And it turns out a little funny, right? Meaning, Shimon Kodesh would have been posel, which would have been slack like spring, right? He puts this Rashi in Zvachim Testament days that you would have thought the Sheikh Ola is posel. I'm not sure exactly. You know, that's in the Havim of the Shaka Tire. I'm not sure what it means. But that's, you're right. What he's saying is that really, Shalom Shemash should posel. Shalmei Pesach. So Shimon Bayim does posel. Shimon Kodesh would possible, but since you need it to be machshir, therefore it's not, it doesn't possible. Which I admit it turns out a little ironic, but could still be, irony can be true. Irony is not paradox. The question is, where are we going to go for now? Let us introduce somewhat we've seen until now. I realized that the next year's Monday. I don't want to change our regular schedule, but we can't learn on Sunday. You can learn in Yom Yoma, but you can't learn soccer you can learn third person with cotton, but that's not going to help you to the girls. We can't learn soccer on Sunday. So we don't have a lot of preparation time before Monday.
What's the Pesach about Shabbos afternoon?
Pesach about Shabbos afternoon is we have a strong Salvechik Masorah that you can learn on Shabbos afternoon. Strong Salvechik Masorah you can learn on Shabbos afternoon. That's why I already emailed out the next Bekoros, because I wanted everyone to get started without delay. The question is, are we able to finish the Inyan we're in the middle of? Let's at least introduce the next Inyan we're in the middle of. Even if we don't get the finish, part two of the course sheet, and we got to continue next. Let's look at the next Mishnah. Says the next Mishnah. Shachtos lola oklov shalolam nuyam. La arelim velitzmeyam. Maybe I'll try to go in order of the course sheet. You shecht it shalola oklov. Which the Gemara is going to explain. Shalola oklov means for the sake of people who can't physically cannot eat, right? Like they're sick or old or et cetera, they can't eat solid foods. Shalolim nuyav, or people who are not manui, meaning who did not acquire share in this karban, they're not part of the chabura. La'arelim, velitmeyim, right? For someone who's an arel or kame, seemingly, and also says this in the Gemara Oklov, what's the problem of shechting for an oral or a tummy? And an oral or a tummy are? They can physically eat, but they can't halachically eat. Because an oral can't eat a carbon pesach, right? Halarelo yokobo. And a tummy cannot eat a carbon pesach, right? It doesn't say tummy can eat a carbon pesach. Obvious assumption of the pesach shame story, and it says all over Chumash that a tummy can't eat any carbon. So obviously you can't eat a pesach. Okay, lo'ochla b'shalom lo'ochla, what if you're going to mind a group of people, some who can eat some who can't, l'nuyav shalom l'nuyav, l'mulav l'arei l'arei l'horem, then kosher, then it is no problem. As long as you had someone who could eat in mind. Shachto kodum chatzos pasol, shum shenemar bein arvayim. Okay, before chatzos pasol bein arvayim, that's good to some mikra. Shachto kodum tamid kosher, before the tamid is kosher, even though we learned ukar davar. That's not ma'akev. You check before the tamid, did the evidence kosher? However, the chachila, just because you do one thing wrong, doesn't do anything wrong. You check before the tamid, don't also do sweet before the tamid. Rather, stir the blood to keep the liquid until after you do the tamid, and it's a kosher. But if you do two, but that's also only the chaptima. If you shechted an am reserved for the talmud, it's still kosher. Bidi of it. Okay, that we're not going to analyze. Tana Rabbanu, Ketzah Shlolo Oklum. What's a Shlolo Oklum? Shem Kolo or Shem Vakin? Ketzah Shlolo Nuyav, Nimno of Chabur Zov, Shakum Shem Chabur Acheres. Okay, different people who were not members of this karma. Menani Mili, the Tana Rabbanu, the Michsas. Michsas literally means account, right? Like the Michsas, Erkecha, etc. The Michsas, one Shem President of the Nuyav. It has to be the people who are like counted on this, the people who are signed up. So the mixas means you have to shecht it lemnuyav. Yachol shakos shlomi rika overall mitzvah kasher. You might think shlomi rika is of also kachil of kasher b'yavet. Now the lomar the mixas tachosu a kasher shino lemakev. There's a principle in kachim that shino lemakasher lemakev. It says to use them once in kachim, only twice in kachim. Here it says it twice, meaning of rush. It says the mixas tachosu a kasher shino lemakev. Okay, so what is tachosu? Tachosu is a doubling of mitzvahs to make it la'akim. Rabbi Omer Loshon Sursi, who Rabbi says Loshon Sursi, okay, there's a lot of discussion in the parsha exactly what Loshon Sursi means. I'm not going to take such an interest in it. Rashi says it means Arami. It's some sort of Aramaic. And he explains, Kodim Shom Lachayir, Kosli Tlezeh. Kos can mean to shout. Right, a few places in Shaft, also coast, coast, some Shaft right away. Coast can be Shafting. So, yeah, what meaning? How do we know? Mimetzas Tachosu, Lemnuyav. Who's in there? Shkita, Lashem, Lemnuyav. Where's Shkita come to play here? Mimetzas Tachosu, Tachosu, Lasev. You look in the Shkita, Shomikra, that Pasuk, another way Shafting. So, you're buying it. You should buy it and be mono. Which obviously means, like, you have to be mono to be yotze. I understand. It means you have to be mono to be yotze. We didn't say anything about kavanah b'shas shkita. So where he says, that's the drash called Loshon Sursi, that's a chosu, the remez to shkita. Now, here we have a bit of a technical achlokes rishona. I'm not going to make anything long to it. If someone else wants to, then they can. Which is, hold on. Does the chosu mean shina lavakasa la'akev? Or does Tachosu mean Shkita? Is Rebbe arguing on the Tanakhama? Or is Rebbe enhancing the Tanakhama? So this is what folks are showing. Tosu says here, Dermasco Rebbe Omer, Omer read the Rebbe low poly Tanakhama. That Rebbe's just explaining the Tanakhama. He's not arguing the Tanakhama. Tachosu, the Tanakhama says Tachosu, Shino, Lamakas. The Tanakhama says Tachosu means mother. Right? And it says it twice for Lakim. Rebbe says Tachosu means Shech. So you need machshavas money b'shashkita. So says they're not arguing. Okay, the Tosafot Shans here. I put in brackets just for this one line. He just explained, but obviously Tosafot means that the Tanan here think you can make two drushas from the word tachosu. Normally, you can one drusha from each word, but in this case, they think you make two drushas from the word. I guess technically, someone could have asked, well, because there's only one drush, they would have explained. He would have said this way. No, he would have said this way. The way that perhaps two drushas. It's a double drusha. Tachosu means menuyim, and is the shina la'akev, and it also means shlita, which shows the menuyim are important. That's Tosos. Then he's just explaining that the psalm shashlita. The Tosos Rid here thinks there's a machlokes tanon between. Again, this is very technical. He thinks there is a machlokes tanon between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Basically, Iker, the Chachamim, Iker Chasim and a Seker. Very nice. So, Menuyim. What does that do with Shkita with Shem Menuyim? This means you need Menuyim. It has nothing to do with Machshavit. There's nothing about Machshavit Shkita. Drash and Mixas, so you need Menuyim. Nothing with what anyone's thinking at any time. So Rebbe says this word Shkita comes from Tachosu. And what do the Chachamim think? The Chachamim think, so that the technically the Tosafot Rid says it in a different way. The Chachamim don't darshan Loshon Sursi. And he quotes from Rashi. Rashi, Dimrasko, Hawel the Tuma Poselis on Amid Beis. If you look at Rashi and Amid Beis in the third skinny line. If shakul the tmei v'ina roi lochu yisuvis v'yachlo kosh v'shchad ulatanakam adolesli loshim sur seems really based on Rashi.
So the Tanakhama doesn't hold Lashon Sorsi. So how does he know that Menuyim and Nekim Shkita? Because the next pasuk says Meshachtu also. That's a little rachok. The next pasuk says Meshachtu also. Okay, that is Rashi on the base. So let's see my eraser. Thank you. Right. Again, this is a technical issue. I think, but it's important to know how to read the braces. If they're machlokas that are or not. Tosus says no, and Rashi on the base, who the Tosus Rid extrapolates on, right? Anyone remember the Tosus Rid's nickname for Rashi? What does Tosus Rid always call Rashi? Hamora. That's what he says. Pirish Hamora, right? So if here we have Rebbe, and here we have the Rabbanan, how do we know? Machshava Hishaspita. And how do we know Ikot? How do we know that it's about Machshava Hishaspita? And how do we know Ikot? Says Tosos right here. Rashi doesn't come in here yet, until later. He says Machshava Hishaspita, you know from Tachosu. And from Tachosu, you can learn two brushos. And there's no difference between them. They both learn two things from Tachosu, as opposed to Rashi. And the Tosos Rid, Rashi says, Rebbe knows it's Machshava Shashpita from Tachosu. And the Chachamim say it's from Vishaktu also, which is in a later pasuk. And the big thing is that, who said not later pasuk connected to this? Okay, and the Chachamim have to say that. How do they know Ikot? Chachamim know from Tachosu. What Rashi doesn't fill in is how Rebbe knows Ikot. So Rebbe says, so the Tosfot says, Rabbi Laboy Kartina Lakin, Chai Prok, and Nafluy Kuba, adds the Rid from Ben Michsas. You don't need Shina Lavakasa Ba'akev. He says, you don't need Shina Lavakasa Ba'akev. Okay, this is a fascinating question, which I'm not prepared, even in my own head, to properly explore now. Certainly I don't have time. But it's fascinating. Basically, everyone has to admit, these are two pshatim, the two mainstream pshatim I know of. Okay, there is some far out pshatim. But everyone has to admit that there's something where we learn two things from. Or what would have been two things. Toso says, everyone learns two things from Tachosu. And the Rid says, no, Rabbanan good pshatim also Tachosu. And Rebbe learns Tachosu ego from Mixas, even though you shouldn't be two pshatim, Mixas is ego. How can you, what about Shino and Kassel Akir? Why doesn't Rebbe care about Shino and Kassel Akir? Have to learn Ikor from the Mixas. There's no Shino and Kassel Akir, because the host is for something else. It's Moshe Thursday and Shkita. So, the Mixas. So, here the Rebbe doesn't explain itself. It could be, and this is that, this is the Yechron right in a few places. I hope it's true. That, if there's a requirement, it needs to be said twice in order to be Ma'akir. But if there's a, could be if there's a psal, it only needs to be said once. Yeah, psal is a psal. You don't need to say it twice. But I can requirements. How do you know what you need to do with what you need to do? Yeah, leipuba. So it could be that it's funny. What's funny is that you don't need shina ala kasa l'akir. L'akir, don't need shina ala hakasa l'akir. There might be a question similar to the question we had on the board earlier about Losh Loshon in general. Maybe that the Rebbe, according to the Tosas Rid, and Lechor Rashi, unless Rashi is being also asleep, right? That's why I put it as like the line, because I can't promise that Rashi would continue with the Tosas Rid continuing his name. And as a matter of fact, didn't Rashi's son-in-law continue in a slightly different way? I don't have the Rivan here. No one has it. Okay, we don't have a sheet. It's a code sheet. It's not here. What? Here, do you have the Rivan in your Basifta? Yalka Biuri. Varivan, Pirish. There it is. Yeah. Maybe Rashi holds something very, very different. Good. Okay, so if we, I think they're correct. Here,
Rashi can go two directions. One way Rashi can go is the Rid. But notice, Rashi doesn't fill this in. The other way Rashi can go is the Rivan, the son-in-law. And I did admit earlier that, we should trust the son-in-law until proven otherwise? Okay, until proven otherwise. It's a rebuttable presumption. I think it's a reasonable presumption. I mean, I'm not saying that every relative, every gut. I have Masora that we don't have a presumption that we're brought Ben Rambam has the right shot. But I do think there's a presumption that we've gotten to the right shot of Rashi. He learns it differently. He says, no, look, Rebbe just doesn't have anything to fill in here. You need Shimon of Kassel Ha'akev. You can't, he just says that, no, it's not true. It's not Ha'akev because there's no marker for Ikod. And he is the first one who says, the way he reads his father-in-law, he says something very different. He says, Taka, Rebbe and the Chama aren't only arguing about having Darshan. Mashmah's Darshan, he could be nine. They actually argue about the Din. And Rebbe holds it's not Ma'ake, which is against all of the next few Bada Gemara, which is okay, it's a Bada. The Bada holds something different. Okay, then it's a real, this is a big Kiddush. The Kiddush is that Nechlaku HaTanoim B'Din, the low rock, they have what we call Mashmo's Dorshin. Mashmo's Dorshin is the Gemara's way of saying, they all agree, just they already had a Darshan. Okay. Anyway, I just want to point out something that we'll see if we end up having time to get back to before the our delayed Benazmanin. But eventually it's going to catch up with us. If we go to the Rid's version of Rashi, which again, the Rid's not claiming it's a Masorah for Rashi. It's just the way it makes sense to him to phone it. You don't need Shinolo and Kazmo Akiv. It might be there's some fundamental disagreement here. Do we view this as a psul, in which case you don't need Shinolo and Kazmo Akiv, or do we view this as a requirement, which means you do need Shinolo and Kazmo Akiv? Okay, maybe we'll keep that in mind for later. Let's just finish up the Gemara. Shinolo Oklub and Nolan. How do we know Shinolo Oklub? Amar Kra, Ishlub Yachlot Achosu, Iskash Oklub and Nuyim. Ishlub Oklub, Achlot Achosu. The Achlot Achosu is clearly in Shugashal Mikra. Is clearly saying something along the lines of the law club. Not achshava. Pshuta shomik of his pasuk not achshava. For that, you need tachosu and or v'shavu. But what's ishlo fiyakol tachosu? You have to be monoi, but you have to be monoi based on how much you eat. You can't be monoi. You can only be monoi based on eating. So you have to be an ochel in order to be monoi. You have to be an ochel in order to participate in the Karban Pesach. To be one of the people who Karban Pesach counts for, you have to be an ochel. And there's a hekesh. Achlo tachosu. Just like Menuyin, it's not just you need to be Monoi, but it's a Machshava HaMa'akeves B'Shashkita. With the Hekesh, also is also Machshava HaMa'akeves B'Shashkita. Let me just end with 2 points, which will segue to Makor Sheet 10 and Makor Sheet 9, Part 2. The segue to Makor Sheet 10, which we're not going to fully get through Makor Sheet 10 next time. I understand, so we can really get to most of Makor Sheet 9, number 2. But how come there's no irony? How come there's a drasha for Ochlim and Nuyim and not for Arelim and Tveim? So what do we answer? Why is there no drasha for Arelim and Tveim? But it's included in Ochlim. So all Ochlim means they can't physically eat. But in terms of the halacha, what's if they can't physically eat or halacha we eat? There's different intensity. There's only two psalms, Shlomo Nuyim and Shlomo Ochlim. However, Shlomo Ochlub and Lashon Chazal, they have a separate word for someone who can't eat for the physical reasons, a separate word for someone who can't eat because of bris mila reasons, and a separate word for someone who can't eat for the Torah reasons. That's what Tosu says. But Ochlub minolon Omer Rida or Leilim Tmei Kulu Nafki Mehai Krad to Ishlo Biachlub. We came to the Matzi Ochli Lei Chashimi Kulu Shlomo Ochlub Bechein Mashma etc. Okay, the segue of Sheet 10 is that necessarily true? Certainly sounds true so far, but is that going to continue to be true? If we stop now, it's for sure true. We don't stop now. It just happens to be the end of an Olin. When they wrote the Gemara, they were going with it. Okay, the other question, which is the segue to Sheet 9, Chila 2, is we seem to have two psulim by Korban Pesach, which seem to be redundant. What two redundant psulim do we have? Exactly, meaning here again, I regret not putting on the Makorah sheet. Maybe it's not too late now. Maybe I should redo it and
Yeah, but okay, you guys just like look in there and like that hay of or wherever it is in Zvachim, like, or just take my word for it. They darshan all the psukim. How we know Shina Bayla was posted by Karm Pesach, and now we darshan psukim that Shalom Amnuyah was posted by Karm Pesach. So why do we have two different drushals for two different dinim that are the same thing with different names and different drushals? What is the relationship between Shinui Bailam? Basically, the question is Shinui Bailam and Shalom Amnuyah the same thing, or is it a different thing? And is it the same thing or a different thing? That's the segue to the chorus line, part two. Okay, so we'll pick up with that Amir Tashem on Monday. We're not balachat to finish all of the chorus because we're a little behind. And I'll send out a new version of 10. Which will maybe add one or two things to our discussion now because we didn't finish sheet 9. But in any case, more or less, we finished the Gemara, the first line of 9 Chela 2, but we didn't get to the Yachas, the Dinshin and Balam Dinshin. We'll pick up with that, and then we'll go on to Makar sheet 10, which will deal with the very fascinating Gemara of the days, and maybe come back to our question of the relationship between Relim Tmeim and Ochlan Amir Tashem on Monday. So I'll wish everyone a good Shabbos and a meaningful Tisha B'Av.
Is there a shiur next Thursday, or are we finishing on Monday?
There is, with your reshus, at the risk of violating a Baal Tosef, Durabana, Minag, Hayeshivos, the Idan Hamoderni, we'll be three more shiur. Monday, Thursday, Monday, we will do a triple Baal Tosef. Three more shiur, Monday, Thursday, Monday. And there's a method to my madness. Three more shiur and Monday, Thursday, Monday means that we're stretching this man 8 days after Tisha B'Av. So the method to my madness is because there's an executive decision to start this man 8 days after Rosh Chodesh Elul. So it's only fair if we start this man 8 days after Rosh Chodesh Elul to end the Kachin Kolel 8 days after Tisha B'Av. So I hope that all of you will be willing to take the Baal Tosef risk of learning Torah after Tisha B'Av. If you want, I'll take personal achrayus that you will not be nanash if you're of Esra for learning Torah after Tisha B'Av. We're not the rugged chum. We're on Tisha B'Av. But Tak is actually mutteral if you did for learning Torah after Tisha B'Av. Right? Unlikely, right? The famous joke of how is all of Ada's not like Tisha B'Av. Right? No, you wear slippers. You also to learn Torah. And you're probably filling it in. All right. We're not so yeshivas. Chaim, there's another board.
Done.
Oh, okay.
So if you check, please check.
All okay.
Sorry, because I don't race it
right. All right. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. A meaningful fast. Mir Tzashem, this should be the last one.
Man. Or maybe there won't even be one.
There's still time left.